Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Homelessness Coalition, or KPHC, laid out the strategic plan framework to help individuals and families experiencing homelessness achieve stability. Through this past week, KPHC has led community discussions to help inform the strategic planning process. Thursday night's presentation on Zoom marked the fourth and final discussion that was held this week. During the presentation, homelessness was defined with four broad categories, and according to Project Homeless Connect's final report for the Kenai Peninsula in 2019, other and loss of job were listed as the top two reasons for homelessness across the Kenai Peninsula, with other specifically defined as including landlord issues, problem with current housing, loss of benefits, lost home to fire, no work, home not habitable, death in family, etc., etc. Tim Navarre said that plans are in the works for a homeless shelter on the Kenai Peninsula.
Probably the middle of September, we heard about a facility, and we went to work, some of us, on trying to find funding and looking at it, see if it works, and it ends up being almost a turnkey shelter. And it's in the Nikiski area, and we haven't heard from our final funder yet, but we're very positive about it, but we think we have the facility totally funded, and we will be closing on it maybe even by the end of this month, believe it or not, but for sure by the first part of December. It has currently 22 beds in it, and that consists of 14 bedrooms. It has shared shower and bathrooms, seven of them. It also has an area that can easily fit cold weather cots in a heated space and facilitate, you know, any kind of last minute or emergency kind of shelter. Our plan is to definitely include families with children.
Stay up to date with the latest happenings and plans by logging on to KenaiPeninsulaHomeless.org. Late Thursday into early Friday morning, the sun, earth, and moon became aligned, casting a shadow on the moon for several hours and turning the full moon a deep red color. It started at 9:02 p.m. The moon entered the penumbra, which is the outer part of the Earth's shadow. At that stage, the moon began to grow dim. That's when the moon enters the umbra, though, and that's when the partial eclipse began, which started around 10:18 p.m. That stage, it was easily seen with the naked eye, and it appeared as though the shape of the moon was changing. By midnight, that's when the moon will be closest to the center of the shadow. That's when the maximum point of the eclipse, or more than 99% of the moon, was inside the Earth's shadow, which will make the moon appear a dark red because the only light reaching the moon is traveling through the Earth's atmosphere. The partial eclipse ended at around a quarter till 2 a.m., and by 3 a.m., the penumbral portion of the eclipse was over. The eclipse lasted about 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, which, according to NASA, was the longest partial eclipse since the year 1440, and we won't see another partial lunar eclipse this long again till February 8th, 2669. Set your calendars. There will, however, be a total lunar eclipse that will last longer on November 8th, 2022. And if you've got any friends on social media, you can guarantee that they probably took pictures of the eclipse.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.